Hallelujah. Acts in your Bible again tonight, Acts chapter 16. And I want to preach some more of what I preached this morning. Praise God. I just feel led of the Holy Ghost to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 16 and beginning at verse number 25. I want to say again how wonderful it is to be here and with Brother and Sister Shirley and our great church family. And it is the will of God that we are here for now. I have no doubt about that. I know that the Holy Ghost impressed me to come and to be here. And the Lord wants to do some things. Pour His Spirit out. I tell you what, I just believe that God ordained that I'm here right now. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so, there's a reason. And there's some things that are going to happen in these services. And I would beg of you to get anybody you can out here. Because I believe the Spirit of God is going to fall in this place. I believe people are going to get the Holy Ghost every night. People are going to get baptized every night. My faith says yes right now. Praise God, I feel that in the Holy Ghost. Praise God, Acts 16, beginning at verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's hands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm. For we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, tonight, Father, we come to you tonight in desperation. Lord, we need a move of the Holy Ghost. God, we are hungry. We are thirsty. Lord God, don't let us turn back now. Don't let us look into the things of the Spirit and turn back now. But let us enter into the Holy Ghost. Master, we'll ever praise you. Lord, we'll ever give you the glory and the honor tonight. Praise God. Can everyone shout in Jesus' name? You may be seated as you continue to worship Him. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Again, I want to make reference to the service Friday night when Brother Shane was preaching. And I'm calling him by the first name, and they call me Brother Lloyd. And so we're just going to call one another by the first name around here. Brother Shirley said he had to answer that time. Somebody got mad at him because he called somebody. He said, "Well, I want you to go back and find out what Paul's last name was." Praise God. And Brother Peter's last name was. And Brother John. But Brother Shane, the other night came and he preached the Word of God. And when he preached, I was looking out at the crowd. I was not deliberately just trying to find who was in. Whose minds was on God and who was reaching and who was searching, but there was a very sincere desire in me to see who was listening to what the Holy Ghost was having to say. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that a word from the Lord had entered into this building. I knew that as He was speaking about the chains being broken and about the prison doors being opened and about them singing to a place and lifting their voice up to a place that was like a trumpet that it caused them to hear. And he made reference to maybe down in cell block number 8 or whatever that they said, "What's going on in down in cell block number 1? And using all the good references and all the right things to say. And he was saying it in the Holy Ghost. And so when he was through, and he came over to where I was at, and I knew I was supposed to be next, I told him, I said, "I'm not preaching." And he just thought maybe I was picking. And he said, Oh, yeah, he said, I want to hear you preach, man, preach. I said, no, you preach my message. I can't preach. Hallelujah. And he literally preached what God had given me. And I was going to say something, but when I came to the pulpit, the Holy Ghost just fell in this place, and it had already begun to happen with me. I just happened to be here as God was doing. But I do believe this. I believe that God was confirming His Word. I believe that God was pouring out His Spirit. Shandabokota. I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost desires to liberate us tonight. That the Spirit of God desires to set us free. That the Spirit of God desires to take the chains off us. Come on. Desires to open up the prison doors. Desires to loose our minds. Desires to take us in to a dimension that we have never, ever, ever, ever been before. Come on, somebody give God praise. Praise God, have mercy. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost and the Lord is in this place tonight. And I'm just going to simply come back and I'm going to resound the things that I said this morning. And if you want to write something on that tape, you just put on there breaking and entering part two. Because I'm here to tell you that God is trying to give the word, give the church a word tonight. He is trying to give us a Holy Ghost rhema word, something fresh from heaven, that we would get a hold of it. I feel so burdened in my heart. I had a dream about a month ago, and I don't know why, but it just seemed like the devil tried to block my mind. And when I would think about it, I wouldn't be near a phone, and it'd fade away. But I had a dream, and I was talking to Brother Shirley in this dream, and I knew it was concerning entering into this building program and the growth of the church, a revival. And I remember as we were talking, the statement come, the Holy Ghost spoke from heaven and said, Your answer is heaven. Hope in me. Hope in me. And the Lord said, hope is what's brought you this far. Hallelujah. It's having hope in God. And that word has come to me again tonight. That our hope is in God. Everything we do is hope in God. I know the devil doesn't like us having faith. Somebody said, what's hope? It's just another word for faith. Hallelujah. Because we have our faith set in God. And our hope is in the Lord. And I'm here to tell you that God is not going to fail His people. God is not going to fail His people. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Stand to your feet, Brother Shirley. I want to pray for you right now. God, I want that Holy Ghost anointing that I saw on him in the dream, God. I want it to fall on him as they enter into this building program. Lord God, he is the bishop. God, he is our leader in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the anointing of freshness, a fresh vision, a fresh desire, a fresh burning burden for the work of God. Somebody help me praise God. The devil is a liar. 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 Handabosata. Come on, somebody praise God in here. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody give God praise in here. He taught you handabosata fire. Oh, come on and worship God. Come on and worship God. Come on and worship God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. You may be seated. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. My Lord, my Lord. There's victory in this house tonight. I don't care how bound up you are. I don't care how bound your mind is. I don't care how bound your spirit is tonight. I'm serving a God that can set you free. I'm telling you. Hey, what's wrong with you, preacher? I'm telling you, I feel vengeance from God against the demons of hell tonight. I'm telling you that God is tired of the devil shoving his people around. My God, somebody help me. My Lord, devil, I bind you. Devil, I rebuke your hope that's in this place tonight. I command you to take your hands off of God's people tonight. I command you to let God's people go in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority and dominion over you tonight, devil. He don't love us, son, devil, cut you out. Woo! God. Somebody worship God in here. Hidana mohota. Hidana mohonda bohosaya. Woo! Hidana manaya na bohosaya na bakanda boho. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Praise God, you may be seated. But I'm here to tell you something now. I'm going to say it again. Aren't you tired of pretending? Aren't you tired of pretending everything's all right? Aren't you tired of just going through the motion? And allow, I'm talking about reaching a certain place and finding yourself drifting back to the same old place you used to be. Aren't you tired of just getting so close and getting so near to the things you want from God only to allow yourself to drift back? Hey, I'm here to tell you that when God sets you free, hey, the Scripture says, whom the Son has set free is free. Indeed. The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Man, I'm here to tell you that if you're involved in the kingdom of God, you've got a right to have peace. That if you're involved in the kingdom of God, you have a right to have joy. Come on. My God, somebody help me. Give God praise in here. Woo! Devil, you ain't going to have my peace. Devil, you ain't going to have my joy. I've got a right to have joy. I've got a right to have peace. I am involved in the kingdom of God. I bind you up, devil. I cast you out, devil. I cast you down. I take authority and dominion over you. Devil, I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God. You may be seated. Oh, I'm telling you. Praise the name of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Hey, are we apostolic? I said, are we apostolic? Are we revival-minded people? Are we going to go into the deep things of God? My God, have mercy. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see somebody get filled with Holy Ghost tenacity and get their mind made up. Preacher, I'm going to pray. Preacher, I'm going to go in a place in prayer that I've never been before. I'm going to tell you something, devil, you're in trouble. If you think you're going to bind up my praise, you might as well, my God, you might as well just get on out the house because I'm going to praise God. If you think tonight that you're going to stop me from worshiping God, devil, get out the way. I'm going to worship God tonight in this house. I'm going to worship God tonight in this house. Hey, somebody just go ahead and make your mind up. Go ahead and have church tonight. Go ahead and touch God tonight. Go ahead and run the aisles tonight. Go ahead and shout tonight. Go ahead and talk in tongues tonight. Come on, let's worship God. Come on, let's worship God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, let's worship God tonight. Come on, let's worship God tonight. Come on, let's worship God tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hey, I've had enough. I've had enough of the devil having his way. I've had enough of the devil running over people, breaking up homes, breaking up minds, troubling hearts. I'm after you tonight, devil. You ain't gonna get another family in here. You ain't gonna get another mind in here. You ain't getting another home in here, devil. Come on, somebody touch God in this house. Praise God. Praise God, you may be seen. Oh. You don't need preaching. You need to kick the devil's teeth out tonight. You don't need somebody to tell you how to jump on the devil. You need to go ahead and jump on him yourself. Woo! Come on, let's worship God. Come on, let's worship God in here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I wonder what kind of membership we would have tonight if Brother Shirley, if somehow tonight we just had an understanding that when we wasn't doing well, he'd just do what he want to with us. Hallelujah. But he's got a right to come out there and say, well, just get on up. Come up front. You're going to shout tonight. I wonder how many of us would stay in the church if he'd done that. If he came to us and said, you know, you're dead. You just come to church and say, we're not going to allow you to sit here and die. You're going to get up tonight and worship God. I'm going to help you get out of this old dead place. I wonder how many of you would get offended tonight if the pastor came to you and said, you know what you need to do? You need to just leap for joy one time. I'll quit the church. Well, I'll stop right there. No, I'm not going to stop right there. I'm going to say it. You ain't quit the church. You've already quit the church. You ain't got to worry about quitting the church. You're just filling up a pew somewhere. If you don't give God your praise when you come here, what good is it? My God, what good is it even being here? Give God something. Wiggle your finger. Wiggle your nose. But give God something out of your heart. God have mercy. Somebody touch God in here. Woo! Somebody give God praise in here. Oh, I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody worship God. Somebody worship God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Devil, I rebuke your chains in here. Devil, I rebuke your locks in here. Devil, I rebuke your prison house. I command you to let people go. Take their hands off of them, devil. Let their minds go. Let their hearts go. Let their spirits go in Jesus' name. My God, it feels good to give Him praise tonight. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and give God praise in here tonight. Oh, go ahead and give God praise in here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Devil, I've had it. Devil, I'm through. Devil, you're not going to have your way. Devil, you're not going to rule me. Devil, you're not going to shove me away. Devil, you're not going to have your way. Devil, you're not going to do it. I have got freedom, devil. There ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm free in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God. Oh, praise God, you may be seated. Keep your mind on God. There's something happening here. I said there's something taking place right now. I know the Holy Ghost is in this message. I know God's trying to speak to us. My God, I'm telling you, I feel to tell you in the Holy Ghost that we've got people that are in this place tonight that they have allowed the devil to take and chain up their praise, to take and bind up their worship, and bind up their freedom. Oh, I don't have to look too far back in my mind. I remember when I first got the Holy Ghost, man, I was so excited. There was so much fire in me, so much joy in my heart about being in the church. Hey, I'm here to tell you that I'm not going to let the devil decay that. I'm not going to let the devil take that away. I'm going to keep on shouting. I'm going to keep on giving God praise. I'm going to keep on enjoying this liberty, enjoying this freedom, enjoying this deliverance. What about you? What about you out there? What about you, mama? What about you, daddy? What about you, grandma? What about you, grandpa? What about you, children? What about you, young people? Get on out there and shout, Brother Mark Garley. Get on out and shout, Brother Mark Gully. Get out here in the aisle and shout. Get out here in the aisle and shout, Brother Mark Gully. Shout, shout, shout right there, brother. Shout, shout. Enjoy your freedom, brother. Enjoy coming out of those chains. Enjoy coming out of those chains. Who are you, devil, that's trying to bind up my freedom and bind up my liberty when God brought me out of hell? When God took the chains off me, devil. Who are you, devil? Somebody else needs to act like that right now. Somebody else needs to get out now and to get your freedom back. And to get your freedom back. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Don't let the devil take what God's given you. Brother Kenny Shelton, come on down here. Come on down here, Brother Kenny Shelton. I gotta tell this. Everybody keep your mind on God. Come on, I gotta tell this. Man, I'll never forget, me and Sister Tauber was coming through Baton Rouge, Louisiana. There was a man run out in the middle of the streets like a mad, crazy man. Hair down his back, screaming. He stopped the car screaming. And we looked at him, and as quick as I seen him, he ran out. I'm telling you, it was a vision of Kenny Chilton. And the Holy Ghost said, that's what I brought him out of. He's got a right to shout. He's got a right to shout. He's got a right to give God praise. He's got a right to enjoy his liberty. His liberty. His liberty. His liberty. He's got a right to enjoy his liberty. Oh, something's happening in here. Something's taking place right now. Somebody reach up. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Tonight's the night I'm coming out. Tonight's the night I'm going to get what I came for. Tonight I'm going to get my freedom in this service tonight. If you don't want to praise God, watch out, because your neighbor's fixing to praise. If you don't want to worship God, watch out, because your neighbor is fixing to worship God. Somebody has had enough of the devil shoving them around in here. Somebody has had enough of the devil running over him. Has had enough of the devil shoving their faith around. Has had enough of the devil binding up their hope, binding up their praise, binding up their worship. Come on, somebody touch God in here. Go ahead, for the full balance. Get it back. Get your freedom back. Get your liberty back. My faith tonight, devil. You ain't getting my praise tonight. You aren't getting my worship. Come on, somebody help me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Devil, you're a liar. Somebody shout that with me. Devil, you're a liar. Somebody shout again. Devil, you're a liar. Somebody shout again. Devil, you're a liar. Somebody shout this. Devil, you're not getting my praise. Devil.
worship? Devil! You're not getting my liberty! Devil! Whom the Son has set free is free indeed! Why don't you enjoy your freedom? Why don't you enjoy your freedom? Why don't you enjoy the chains being broken? Why don't you enjoy the locks being snapped? Why don't you enjoy your deliverance? Why don't you enjoy what God has done? He's brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Come on, touch it. Holy Ghost right now. I know what I feel. There's people that need the Holy Ghost. There's people that the devil's lied to them. There's devils, I should say, lied to people and told them that they do not have deliverance. There's devils that's crept into lives and told people that they do not have victory. There's devils that has played with people's minds and told them that they're going to go back, that they're not going to be able to serve God in victory. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I know the Holy Ghost is speaking. Oh, I felt the weight just come right here. The devil said, don't you say that again. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to shout it again. There's people in this place right now that the devil told you you're not going to make it. That you are going to go back. Well, I've come to tell you, devil! Somebody said, devil! You're a liar! Jesus' name. In 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 Jesus' name. If you want your liberty right now, if you want your victory right now, they're fixing to sing. And when they sing, I want you to get your victory. When they sing, I want you to lift your hands up. Or come down here, or get out the aisles, or step out somewhere on the side, down the aisles, or in the middle. I want you to obey God right now. Because God's fixing to set somebody free. Somebody need the Holy Ghost, come on down here. Somebody need to get baptized in Jesus' name.